female genital mutilation, or FGM, is recognized internationally as a violation of the human rights of girls and women. It's a cultural tradition, mainly practiced in Muslim communities in Africa and the Middle East, where more than 125 million women are believed to have undergone the procedure. They face lifelong health risks, since FGM can lead to a number of health problems, including infections, infertility, and even death. In Thailand, which is a predominantly Buddhist country, the practice is widely unheard of, at least among Buddhist Thais. Yet in the country's three southernmost provinces, bordering Malaysia, a large part of the population is Muslim. And here FGM is a widespread practice. Yet the problem has gone on under the radar of the National Health Ministry for decades, and officials continue to ignore the problem, as Gabrielle Palok reports from southern Thailand.
You want to see, but no, this is not.
Da is trying to keep her older daughters from witnessing what is about to happen to their baby sister, 8-month-old Mia. Her family has gathered in her living room in Thailand's southern Pattani province for a ritual cutting of her baby's clitoris, known as Sunat, typically performed here on Muslim infant girls shortly after birth.
It's not good for them to watch this, you know. It will become phobia forever.
Da is glad that Mia is too young to understand what is about to happen to her. Her mother-in-law will perform the cutting with a pair of nail scissors. She has cut all her granddaughters that way.
Nene? Right?
Da and her husband are trying to distract the baby, while her sisters and cousins eat popcorn and play games nearby.
She wants to play.
After stabbing the tip of the scissors swiftly in the direction of the baby's privates, nicking the clitoris, her grandmother swabs a drop of blood with cotton. Da recites a prayer, and the ritual's over. Baby Mia is quickly smiling again. The practice is known as female genital mutilation, or FGM, and banned by the World Health Organization. The five southernmost provinces in majority Buddhist Thailand where FGM is practiced are majority Malay Muslim. While the practice is unknown elsewhere in Thailand, it's prevalent in neighboring Malaysia. In Malaysia, the country's highest religious authority issued a fatwa requiring the practice of all Muslim women in 2009, and a recent study found a 93% prevalence of FGM among Muslim women. The female genital mutilation practiced in Thailand and Malaysia falls under type 4 of the WHO classification system. It's the least dangerous but still invasive practice. It involves cutting and scraping of flesh but does not remove the clitoris. Other types include partial or total removal of either both clitoris and labia. In the most invasive form, type 3, the vulva is sutured closed. That means the woman must be cut open for sex and childbirth and then re-sewn. The practice is extremely painful and often leads to serious and lifelong health problems, including death. Because the consequences of type 4 FGM are less severe, practitioners argue that it should not be counted as mutilation. But international health experts are adamant.
The World Health Organization is very, very clear. Any single form of intervention to a girl's genital area is absolutely forbidden.
Julia Lala Maharaj is an expert in FGM prevention, and she says even the less invasive procedures are still dangerous and should not be permitted.
So there's a huge issue about, you know, the harm mitigation argument that says, oh, you know, let's do a lesser cut. We agree that that's really, really extensive and could be very invasive and very difficult. So we will just do a smaller cut. And that's equally as harmful because then it gets legitimized.
Thailand's health authorities are unaware FGM is happening. Yet in the biggest state hospital in the southern province of Yala, nurses in the labor ward regularly cut the genitals of newborn infant Muslim girls. As more women give birth in hospitals instead of with midwives, more babies are cut by medical professionals, says Dr. Sudarat Tirawan. She's the regional supervisor for maternal health and is aware of the procedures.
Every baby, every Muslim female baby have to do a female circumcision. But it is a written for a leaky blood. It's okay. It isn't harmful that, and we think that some culture, if it is not harmful for health, we are okay. Yeah.
The Thai Health Ministry's failure to address FGM is due to ignorance of the problem. Though Muslims across the Malay Peninsula have been practicing FGM for over two centuries, most Buddhist Thais have never heard of the practice. Not even highly educated public health workers from the South who specialize in reproductive health.
I can say that no evidence up to now, just heard from newspaper, so, because I don't know before. In hospital cannot provide this.
That's Dr. Kitty Pong, the reproductive health chief at the health ministry, who is from Yala. He says he has never heard of FGM happening before. He doesn't believe it's prevalent, but is concerned it will be politically sensitive to address with religious leaders.
If the community, not a community concern, it's not a community problem. If they don't concern, it's not a problem. If you ask me, I just say it's not okay for me. But what the action now, I don't answer.
He believes there is no evidence of the practice. The problem is, most women who have undergone the procedure see no problem with it. Da, for example, says she doesn't suffer consequences. She believes scientists will one day discover benefits to it. She's explaining to her oldest daughter that what has happened didn't hurt and is an important tradition they must all do. But the reason she believes it's important is to control women's sexualities early on to prevent promiscuity later in life. Da tells her daughter she was cut too, and it will help her find love one day.
I'm sorry to say the prostitute nowadays. So this could possibly help. We don't have the sexual desire gone. It's just that it could help to reduce, which makes us become a good woman. Yeah.
Critics say that there is no resistance to the practice in Malay and Thai Muslim communities because the cultural tradition is not being challenged and community pressure is high to conform. But that does not mean things cannot change. Rights advocates admonish the government for not acting. Phil Robertson of New York-based rights group Human Rights Watch says the hidden problem requires action to change the behavior.
Despite the fact that they say that it's no big deal, it is a big deal. It's a clear violation of children's rights. It's a clear violation of women's rights. It's something that should not happen. And the concern, I think, from the Ministry of Public Health is that if we get into this, we're just going to engender greater hostility towards the Thai state. So they've decided to let it be. They've made, obviously, some sort of conscious political decision that this is not a priority, despite the fact that these practices are clearly against WHO's guidelines.
For World in Progress, I'm Gabrielle Paluch in Pattani, Thailand.